If I could talk, the stories I could tell. It's the Bill Elder Podcast on the 16th day of March, 2011. Happy birthday to Jerry Lewis, who is 85 today. TV's Eric Estrada is 62, and Flavo Flav celebrates his 52nd birthday. Tomorrow, of course, is going to be when I'll be uploading my Red Nose Day video. Tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day. While I'm uploading, several of my Irish friends will be uploading in Savannah. But seriously, thank you. Yeah, Red Nose Day is Friday, which is a typical British tradition. It's a charity event.
And you wear these red noses, it makes everyone sound like they have a head cold.
And people upload videos, and they tell fantastic jokes. And, well, you know, mine isn't a fantastic joke, but it's really funny because every year, people always are commenting after my video that they'll send me a real red nose. What I have to do, because being an American, and we don't have anything like this, is that I have to copy it from the website and cut one out and scotch tape it to my nose. And this year, I forgot to look straight forward into the camera. So there's several shots where I'm turning to the side and you see this. It's just kind of stuck. You can't see the tape, but you can just see it stuck on the end of my nose. And it's really funny. So anyway, and no, don't worry about getting me a red nose. I've known about this for years. In fact, when I was going to England back in the mid-90s, I would see, instead of people wearing noses, they would strap these red faces to the front of their cars. Remember when it first started? And so, anyway, this has been a tradition. It's a great thing, and I'm looking forward to it. We have a tradition starting on Friday, I believe. It's the first day of Cherry Blossom Festival, which here in Macon, we at one point claimed to have more cherry blossom trees than any city, including D.C. I'm not sure that's still the same. The way it started was this gentleman named Thicklin, who is one of our rich families here, and he brought back these Yoshino cherry trees from Japan and proceeded to give them to people. And I think what happened was people sort of misunderstood. He gave them the tree, and they thought, well, hey, this is a rich guy. Maybe, you know, money grows on trees. Maybe this is a money tree. And so they planted them, and, of course, they bloom for like 15 minutes, and then the white stuff falls off of them, and they're gone until the next year. What he didn't tell anybody is that these little bastards only live for about 20 years. And so now, the things that brought people to Macon to see are all dying. So basically, we drive a lot of old people around in buses to show them dying or dead cherry blossom trees, which is kind of funny if you think so, because if you have been coming for a few years, and let's say you've been coming to Macon for 10 years for this, and so we've discovered that if we tell people that they're blooming, the older they get, the less they'll say, well, no, that's not blooming. They say, oh, yeah, it's beautiful. This is wonderful. Look at the beautiful day. Now, that we do excel in. Let me give you the temperature right now. It is 54 degrees, a high today of 72, which is what, 22 Celsius. So the weather is just drop-dead gorgeous in the mid-state. We had a little rain the last couple of days, but the skies are crystal clear, blue skies. Nice, really nice. A great time to be in the South. This is a great story, and I got to tell it kind of quickly because I'll run out of time. But anyway, so I got this email from a friend last night who said that a real estate agent told him that my childhood home was in foreclosure. You know, when we moved mom into an assisted living facility, we sold her home and used those proceeds to keep her there. And so we sold it to this nice couple. They had lived about an hour away or so and were tired of driving into Macon every day and wanted a house here. They knew who I was because they had listened to me on the radio. And I explained to them that, you know, in that house, in the basement, was some writing on the wall where I built my little childhood radio station. And it had my name up there in the call letters of the station. And I said, you know, we painted everything, but I couldn't bring myself to paint over that. And the guy looks at me and he said, well, I'll take care of that pretty quickly. Well, okay. So these years go by, and I got this call last night, and my friend said, your childhood home is in foreclosure. And the only way we knew was when the man went in the basement, your name was on the beam. And I thought, holy mackerel, they didn't paint over it. It's been there all this time. I love that story. You guys have a great day, and I'll see you soon.